There's just one thing that I always listen to. It's Radio Reba, Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have, in the studio, without so much as a sound check, I've just realised, the two gorgeous members of Niera Creek, Ryan and Seb. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, really good.
Hello.
Well, you're looking very good. You're both sporting, you know, some of the finest. Now, the technicians have just done their head in. I saw what they were doing there. Seb, that microphone is a joke mic. Okay, and the minute you touch it, the nation shivers and shakes. So we're going to just... Yeah, thanks. We're going to adjust it. So we got this guy in. What's his name? What's your name? Stuart. So we got Stuart the tech in. He has just rearranged your mic. Are you feeling more comfortable?
I feel perfect, yeah.
You're looking great on it. Seriously, Ryan, have you ever seen this guy look some more relaxed?
Gorgeous.
He is gorgeous. He is gorgeous. So what's going on in Niera Creek land? What have you guys been up to?
We've just been releasing a bunch of music, to be honest, playing a couple of shows. We released like a little A-side, B-side, double single.
Are we gonna play any of that today?
We are, absolutely.
Yeah. So we had this toing and froing, your people, my people. It got messy at one point. And they were trying to rearrange the live lounge area and all that. In the end, we said, forget it. We're going to play studio tracks. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah,
and I can only apologise. And maybe at some point we could get in a stripped-down version of something with you guys. But you don't have to, because, you know, if it isn't the Niera Creek sound, then I can see what's the point, you know. What is the sound of Niera Creek? How would you describe it?
Oh, that's a very good question. This is always a difficult question to answer, I think.
Is there a question you feel you have to answer?
A lot of the time, I think people want to put things in a box.
I agree.
And say,
it's weird, isn't it?
What is your genre? What are you? But I think we are a mixed bag of electronic, folk music as well. We have like hip hop influence. It's just a
we
nice
have no
mix.
Idea.
We have, no, we have idea. No idea. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
But isn't that great?
Yeah.
But that's what it's about, right?
I mean, something for everyone.
You keep it fresh and real and creative. No, but I mean, seriously, thank God. Because very often, and I'm going to do it now because for some reason it's the laziest question I've ever, but so often, I've realised what's going on with that mic now. There you see, that's going to be better. People say, Niera Creek, brackets, and they list about five other artists and bands and stuff that you're supposed to sound like. And then it's like, well, what if we don't? But... And there's the big but. Who do you feel? Because I know you guys were BIM babes, right? You went to BIM, 10 years ago, maybe? More than that?
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. When BIM was BIM, baby.
Yeah.
by the way, quick aside, I love the fact that when you arrived at BIM, they gave you, what did they give you?
Tom Odell's debut record, maybe? On CD.
I love that.
That was good.
Was it like an initiation? You turn up and they go, and they literally hand out to everybody package?
Unfortunately not. It came in the post and it was
funny.
Very random.
Weird.
Yeah, very random.
They were just trying to get sales up, right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's funny because I don't remember getting it. So they might have had the wrong address.
But they didn't want to spend sending them to Switzerland, maybe.
Maybe you were doing some sort of dodge on the fees and it was someone else's address. I mean, it's 10 years ago. I'm sure
I don't remember that.
They can't
either.
Do you now, surely.
No.
Can they? Bim, are you listening? No, apparently not. No, good.
It's all right. I know people there. We're all good.
I know people there.
So this is the question. So when you started at BIM, obviously you didn't know each other until you met there, but what was your sort of dream? Where were you thinking, this is what I want to do? You obviously wanted to be in the music business and write and sing or whatever, but who were your main strength of influences then?
At that time?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I was into like, I think I went to college and I just started making music really at college, and I was really into like the Maccabees, but then I got a bit more obscure with like King Krul. Who else was I into at the time? This Town Needs Guns, which are like math rock band from, I think they're still going. I think they're just called TTNG now because, you know.
TTNG. And when you go to BIM, is that a question that people ask? Like, you know, on week one,
Yeah, I think so. When you're trying to like carve out like who you want to make music with, there, I guess this happens at any like music college or whatever, it's like you really need to find your people quite quick, because people get snapped up. It's like,
yeah,
you know, if you need a drummer, that at that time they were pretty scarce.
That's like, a weird thought. So there's a real scrabble at the beginning. It's like the transfer season and the
literally,
sport.
Literally, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
We've signed him. No, we got him. I'm assuming there's a lot of moonlighting, so the drummer will do like endless drumming for everybody.
Yeah, we have people like in like eight different bands. I mean, you're originally a drummer.
I was not in a different bands at all. I was in no bands.
Is this when you decided maybe drumming's not for me?
I loved it. I mean, I studied. I just did the drum course. I was just into metal music.
So Seb, when you got there, you were into metal music.
Yeah.
Why did you go to BIM? What was in your head I want to spend 3 years and what will come out of it?
So in my case, I moved here from Switzerland.
Yeah.
I grew up in Switzerland, and there wasn't really any alternative, because I was really into drumming, but in Switzerland it was like classical or jazz.
Sure.
And I was like, meh.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play metal.
Yeah.
And so I auditioned for BIM and they were like, yeah, you're good enough. And I was like, cool. I guess the UK's cool for music, so why not?
Yeah, great.
That was kind of it.
And did it tick the boxes of your dreams?
No.
No. Was that a quick no? No, that's good. But okay, now here's the question, because I did an MA at an art school in London, and for me, I would have said no straight away, but it was people I met.
Yeah, it's always the people.
That's what we say now. Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't have met like my best friends. Like, you know.
Or Seb.
Yeah, Seb. Yeah, exactly.
Yay! Yeah,
nice.
Sorry, thank you. Oh, it's a drummer as well.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to play a track. What if you give me to line up? What would you like me to play first?
Shotgun in the Clio.
Shotgun in the Clio. What do we need to know about Shotgun in the Clio?
It's out now. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a song about shotguns in a Clio.
Of course it is. I mean, if only I thought about it for a nanosecond.
Yeah.
Folks, Niera Creek.
Footloose, rambler, wandering in wonder, holding on to the oak, holding on to hope. What if I took a year? What if I take back time? No one can cope. Arms spinning, looking straight down, too much to carry. That shotgun's too heavy. Head bang, shaking and shimmer, all in smoke. Arms spinning, say something. Just say something. Foot loose, rambler, wondering in wonder. Holding on to the oak, holding on to hope. Cold shotgun in the Clio, door shut. Anyhow, that's fine. Said I called dibs, but I let you anyhow. Funny. Blood pressure, backhanded winner. Pulling the choke, arm spin, hurt people, hurt people, hurt people, hurt people. Foot loose, rambler, wandering in wonder, holding on to the oak, holding on. About big time, drawing up prints, change colors, losing the strength. Talk about big time, drawing up prints, change colors, losing the strength. Flow through my veins like a mouthful of firecracker. You swore me in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about the fade. I should have been on that. Oh, fab. Listen, we've got Ryan and Seb in from Niera Creek. Any shout-outs to anyone listening, folks? Anyone out there that you think might be listening and you want to say hi?
The pool.
Yeah, you know, it's that kind of show, baby. It's a family show.
Hi, Mum.
Yeah, hi. Is that, now, would that be Paula?
That's Paula, yeah.
Ah, Paula, good. I'm glad you brought her up. Now, we were, you know, genuinely getting to know the guys here, and I was like, that's interesting. So how old are your folks? He has no idea.
No idea.
No, he has no idea how old his mum is. Paul, you know, I will tell you the sort of ages and the years that he guessed, but maybe off air, you know? But it's a lovely thing. So do message us if you are out there. 07909-547-336. That would be fab. Lovely to have you. So, folks, what's going on musically? So, you've got these tracks. Been together as a band for 5 years, right?
Yeah, approximately. Yeah.
What's the plans now? What's your?
Well,
where are we going? What's the rest of 25 looking like?
Album.
Great. And how far along is that?
So at the moment it's mainly like conceptual, but the way we've written music before is pretty much based on singles, separate tracks, and now we want to do like a whole like concept.
That's what I thought.
Because the thing is, I think singles are cool. I love a single, but I do love an album track as well. And you don't really write album tracks when you just write singles, and it's
a shame. So interesting. I mean, this is like, I don't know, this is all new. What you're saying is interesting, because I want to know how you're thinking, because what is a single?
Yeah, that's tough. I think
that's changed.
Yeah.
Because
obviously there's no hard copy 7-inch anymore.
No.
Which was literally where it, you know, started.
Yeah.
People will write a song, and when they feel it's complete, they will then upload and announce it has released and dropped.
Yeah.
And it's now on Bandcamp, and that's your single. But beyond that, what does it mean? I mean, you know, because for 5 years you've been doing that, right? And maybe
Pretty much,
little EP, what I would call an EP, which was you sort of released three at a time or whatever.
Yeah, we did a four-track EP last year.
That's right.
I think to be honest, the whole single, the definition of a single, I think why it's changed is because of the way music is consumed, and also, you know, like social media platforms boost songs that maybe don't have a traditional single format. They can just be beats, they can just be like weird snippets of some song looped or whatever, and it can still work. So in a way, I think it is this, as a band, you kind of live in this hangover of the 7-inch days, so to speak, or the, you know, the days of when, you know.
Yeah, of course. And so when you say you want to, you've really made a conscious effort, we want to make an album, and you said concept, we want to make a concept album, it's got to mean, it's got to flow, it's got to be linear from, you know, start to finish, you want people to listen to it in that way. You see, that's interesting, because people didn't have to think in that way before. Although, you know, going way back, 60s, 70s, or 60s at least, they were a collection of songs. They didn't see them as a concept necessarily until the end of the 60s and 70s, and then it went bonkers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of full circle in a way. But I love that thought, that you really want people to sit down and actually listen to this track by track. And not just, you know, on a random sort of, you know, spin.
Yeah, I think, like, Seb does a lot of soundscaping and sound art, and I've always been into, like, artists that are more conceptual in that sense. So I think we've always wanted to do conceptual stuff, and we have done it before, or everything we've thought about is very well thought out from our end.
Yeah.
And an album always makes sense, but the industry sort of had closed off albums, I think, a bit.
Yeah.
So it was like, you're trying to make the right decisions as a new band.
Yeah.
And you don't want to not, but we're fed up, so we're getting on with it.
But also, like, you know, going back to what you said originally, you know, well, we don't really sound like, we don't know what genre we are, we don't really necessarily, which is great. You don't want to have to pigeonhole yourselves. You know, let other people do that. And that's the same with the album thing. It's just something that you feel strongly about that you want to do. And as a concept, is there a theme? What is it? I mean, you know, is it political? Is it social? What do you mean?
Well,
or is it just a narrative?
I think at the moment we don't have the concept just yet, but I think What I was going to add to it as well is the thought behind doing an album, or like, I guess having like a concept, is it's maybe less about what we want from it and more about what the process is going into it. Because I think if you have, if you will, the I don't know, the guardrails off, you know, complete freedom, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
If you have a 16-minute drone track, whatever, like, there's option to play around with that when you're not going, well, this has to stand alone as a song.
Yeah.
And I think it's more that it's the idea of letting ourselves go creatively in the process.
And would you still be thinking mentally when you at the end of the album, well, we'll take those three tracks as singles?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, have the thing is, you got to play the game to a certain degree.
Yeah, and that's it. That is the game, right?
Yeah.
What track would you like me to play? Let's do another one.
I think we'll do Street Fire.
Anything I should know?
Ooh.
It's about being a street fire.
Well, yeah, let's find out.
I was a street fighter. You should have seen me. Someone said I was on fire. Now that someone's incomplete. Laid bare with a fortune. Everything you could have dreamed. Uptight, hanging by a wire. Gotta keep yourself swimming.
That is Street Fighter. We got Ryan and Seb in from Neira Creek. I didn't ask you where the name came from, Neira Creek. What's the origin of that?
Very quickly. So Neira is a half of an old English word that was for a forest that I grew up near called Narosh.
Yes.
Narosh sounded a bit too a band name. So we went for that.
And Neira Creek.
Yeah.
Awesome! I love your hats as well. You got the whole Neira Creek going on. Mm. It sounds like a little area of the States. You'd be good in America. Yeah. You'd love America.
Yeah,
you should do that. So we got gigs coming up. Right, 26th of November, Prince Albert. That's not an album launch, is it?
No.
Tell me it's not, because I'm getting nervous already.
No,
because I know the album doesn't exist yet. So that's just a gig.
Hey man, we need the time pressure.
You need the pressure. Give me 8 weeks. Boom. With Flypaper. Tell me about Flypaper.
We're supporting Flypaper. He's a really good friend of ours.
Oh, good.
Rory.
It's
his. It's his album release.
Okay.
EP or album release. That's bad. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, he's helped produce some of our early stuff, and he's always just a really good guy.
Yeah,
just such good
Great.
Energy. great egg.
So yeah. what people expect from a Niera Creek gig? I mean, I know that's a support slot, so what do you got, 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
30, yeah.
Expect big bass, expect some sort of theatrics, I guess.
Theatrics.
Yeah, he gets... Ryan, he yeah. lets his theatre kid out.
Does he?
Is good.
I like that.
Out with me on the radio.
Describe, give me a little snippet of what to expect from theatrical Ryan.
I just get really, I lost in the zone.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I'm doing too much. My hands shake at high speed and just hit myself sometimes, not like aggressively, but a few chest hits.
Keep it in the box.
Shout a bit, it's good.
I like that. Message in. Hey, Pete. Loving the chat about not pigeonholing genre. This is literally what I keep saying about my music. Yeah, I know. It's true. This is from Beth Sarah. She says, did you get my new jingle? Not only did we get your new jingle, which we thank you very much. I think we played it before, but maybe not. Yeah, we did. We played it 2 weeks ago. We've also going to play it tonight. Yeah. And this is so exciting! Forget about the music, man. It's all the jingles. That's where it's at.
The jingles.
The jingles, baby. So, before we let you go, tell us what, in 2026, where do you want to go? What do you want to be? So you've got to, at some point, this album will be out there, right?
Yeah.
And then what's the plan? What would you love to be doing in 26 with the album and the band?
I think, our aim is to just play, as many festivals as possible in the summer, because we haven't done, a big festival run yet.
Are you working on that now, trying to get links for
me? Yeah, we've got to start now, which is always pretty awful at.
Well, fair enough. I mean, you're doing everything by the sound of it.
You're
doing everything.
Yeah, if you know anyone that wants to, do it for us, that'd be great.
Well, you're talking to them, so if anyone listening who wants to step in and help the band, because I'm not the guy you want.
Hit us up. Booking agents, hit us up.
Yeah. By the way, it's at Niera Creek on Instagram. It's on Facebook too, but Instagram's the place, I would imagine. Message in here. What is this? This better be relevant, my friends, because if it isn't, we're in the middle of a very good chat, all right? This is Roger Stevens. What's he saying? He said, I had the jingles once. Luckily, the doctor got them sorted. You see, there's no need for that. Come on. People, raise the game. Come on, we got guests in.
I'm glad he got it sorted.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well done, anyway, he thinks he got it sorted. Oh. I mean, from what I've heard, he's still got a little bit of the jingles going on there.
Oh, damn.
Folks, thank you so much for coming in. What's the track we're going to go out with?
We're going to do Burn Out the Fire. It's off a compilation that we've just released on Folklore Records, which is run by Jacko Hooper.
We love Jacko Hooper. I mean, how long have we known and loved that guy?
Too many years.
Jacko Hooper, love you very much.
Yes.
I remember him, years ago.
He's a Brighton
stable. So long ago.
A household name.
He is. He's all of those things. He's a ledge. And also the Folklore Rooms. How good is that place?
Oh, it's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it beautiful?
No. Mm-hmm. It's done everything for us.
It's done. Yeah, well, look at you. I mean, those are fine clothes. Right. So please,
this is all Folklore money.
Please let me. It's got to be something. It's got to be coming from somewhere. It's dripping off you, folks. You walked in. I thought, blimey.
Yeah. We have matched, actually.
These guys are polished. Again. I thought, polished. Yeah, yeah. So please go and see them. 26th of November at the Prince Albert, supporting Flypaper, which, just to be honest, is such a great name. By the way, tell Rory we haven't got any tracks from Flypaper. Will you get him to send us something?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can any excuse so we can play and plug that gig, and then we'll play it next to one of your. This is scripted, my friends. Thank you so much, Ryan and Seb, for coming in. Folks, you've been listening to Niera Creek, and this is, tell us what the song is again.
Burn Out the Fire.
Well, why don't you, baby? Why don't you?
When I'm out of sight, it's out of mind. Bound to the earth, forgiven in good time. Call me if you want, leave me at the back line. Burn away the thought, burn away the fire. Take care, I'll be gone in a minute. West of here is at my cool. Keep coming back. You know I can't quit it. Like a mirror to the shore.
Now I fall asleep through all of my dreams. I can't even drive, I can fly in my teens. Not on this paycheck, not with these eyes. I need to feel old before it's too late and I die. Given time to faith, it's okay if I'm too late. Never given time to waste. Ease up, reanimate. Take care, I'll be gone in a minute. West of here is at my core. Keep coming back. You know I can't quit it. Like a mirror to the shore. Call it better now, as I learn to give, learn to give. Call it better now, as I learn to give, learn to give. Call it better now, as I learn to give, learn to give.
Niera Creek, aren't they just a little bit of something?
Music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones' radio show. Jones Radio Show.